Blog Talk Radio.
Engage for Success Radio. Good afternoon. Raising the profile of employee engagement and shining a light on good practice for people who believe there's a better way to work.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Engage for Success, the radio show. I'm Freddie Gilmar, and I'm your host for today. And we have Kathy Brown with us today, who's the Exec Director of Engage for Success. Kathy, are you with us? Hello? Kathy, are you with us? Maybe Kathy's not with us. Hello, Kathy. So I'm new here for, this is my first show, and this is not a fantastic start, so hopefully Kathy will be joining us shortly, unless there is something I'm not doing right, but I don't think so. Kathy, are you with us? Hello, Kathy. Hello, Kathy. Can you hear me? Okay, well, I'm not quite sure what's happening here at the moment. Kathy, who should be with us, was going to talk to us about the three objectives for Engage for Success for the future and some of the expected outputs from the current research groups, as well as some new research directions. So hopefully Kathy will join us very shortly if she's not here already. Kathy, can you hear me? I'm going to see if I can get hold of Kathy some other way at the moment, so my apologies for that. So it looks like Kathy is having some problem. I've just heard from her. But it looks like Kathy is having some problem coming to join us at the moment. I'm sure she's trying to log on, so hopefully she'll be joining us shortly. Sincere apology for the delay. And I wish I had this is a time when I wish I had some turntables or CDs around me to play some music while we try to solve this technical problem. So if you'd like to bear with us, and we'll be with you as soon as possible. How the joy of being a first show for me. I think Kathy's still trying to log on. So. Hopefully she will be with us very shortly. At the moment, looks like Kathy can't dial in. She's getting a non-recognized number. So my sincere apology to our listener at the moment, to our listeners, and we'll try to sort this out as soon as possible, which is at the moment very little I can do sitting in front of my laptop and being at the mercy of technology. So she's going to try again, and hopefully we will be with you shortly. She has so much to talk to you about. We had a little practice and rehearsal till the end of last week, and I think she was very excited about being able to update everybody on all the exciting things that are happening at the moment with the Engage for Success. So hopefully Kathy will be able to join us very shortly, and I feel quite lonely right now. So keeping our fingers crossed, she's going to try to dial in again as we speak. As I can see, she's trying now. So hopefully she will be joining us shortly. In the meantime, if any of you want to log in and want to ask any questions, that might be helpful. But let's hope for the best, and let's hope that Kathy can join us shortly. I was really looking forward to hosting this program today. I thought let's start with an easy show, and here you are, typical. Those things are sent to try us. At the moment, still no Kathy. So, not looking good at the moment. Let me see if I can get hold of perhaps Jo Dobbs, if she's around and may be able to join us. Is not looking too promising at the moment for everyone. So hopefully we will solve this shortly. We're trying very hard here, I can assure you all, to find Kathy. Hello, Kathy. Can you hear me? This is the time when I need to find some vinyl records to play for everybody or put some hold music. So once again, my sincere apologies for not being able to connect with our guest today, which should be Kathy Brown, and she's somewhere in London, desperately trying to join us on the show, but without much success at the moment. But hopefully, she will do.
Freddie, you should be able to hear me now.
Hello, Kathy. Hello. I've seen a number of people. How are you? We found you. Oh, goodness me.
I know. What a trauma.
What a trauma. Well, you're here. Everybody, please relax. Kathy has joined us, finally. So, welcome, Kathy.
Thank you, Freddie.
No problem at all. You're here. Thank goodness for that. I can hear you and welcome. So I was explaining to everybody that today you were going to talk to us in particular about some of the objectives for Engage for Success for the future, and to talk to us a little bit about some of the outputs from some of the current research groups. But I guess before we get cracking, can you tell us a little bit about you, Kathy, for those people who don't know who you are?
Yes, indeed, Freddie, I will do. I'm currently the program director for Engage for Success, which means that I have a view over really all of the operational day-to-day stuff that we do. So I look after all of our volunteers and our secondees. So they all, you know, I have an overview of everything that everybody is doing. I organize our team meetings, our task force meetings, all of the ways that we get together. And I try very hard to bring people into the fold of Engage for Success who want to support us in whatever terms that might be, whether that's being able to volunteer for us, whether it's organisations who want to give us secondees or to support us with work that we need doing. And I've been involved now since Engage for Success started in 2011, 3 years ago, and because I originally was a secondee myself as well from BT. So I've got a long history with Engage for Success.
Okay, so quite a lot to do, I guess, and I'm sure you've seen the task force and you've seen the job kind of grow over the last 3 years.
Oh, it really has. And when we first started, there were only two secondees, Amber Kelly and myself, and now we work obviously with a team that is quite a lot larger. But people come in and out as secondees and volunteers. They might be part-time, they might be full-time, we might only have them for a couple of months, we might have them for a year. So it's a really varied team to keep working with, which is always interesting.
Okay, and how big is the team currently?
Currently we have about 12 people that are either volunteers or secondees to what we call the core team, and I think about three or four of those are full-time, and normally with full-time people we have them for between 6 months to a year, and then we have quite a lot of people who are either 1 or 2 days a week. And very often they work with our research groups and our subgroups to help them get the best out of their experience and their output.
Okay, so you have mentioned the secondee. Can you tell us a little bit about what's involved and how do we become a secondee?
Yes, indeed. I mean, people can be seconded from their organisation, and that's generally when an organisation has decided that they want to be able to support Engage for Success in one of several ways. And we have a particular set of roles that we try and resource on an ongoing basis. So we need people who can be familiar with our website and the technology of putting stuff onto our website, and also the curation piece around gaining great content to go on the website. We are always after people who can operate social media and engage with our audience that way. We always need people who can work with our research subgroups, and that's very much a sort of project management type role where you help them to set defined criteria for what they're researching and what their outputs are going to be, and then you help them reach milestones, because of course you're working with people there who are all on a volunteer basis who have full-time jobs to be at, and so the role there is very much making their life easier so that they can do the thought work that we need to push Engage for Success forward, and you make that happen as a volunteer with those groups. And we're always after comms people as well, who can obviously help get the word out about Engage for Success to new audiences, which is one of our main directions this year.
Okay. So as a secondee, I guess I have to have a passion for employee engagement. But are there any particular skills that are needed within the team? Are there any particular skills that you're looking for that you're particular?
We're definitely always after people with comms or PR experience. That's very, very hard to come by. And particularly we find that the technical side of skills as well, because people, I think there's a bit of an assumption that we want people with a HR background. Because generally that's where engagement is seen to sit. But actually, we don't necessarily need that. It's a great environment for people to come into if they want to extend their knowledge of engagement in particular. But we obviously need slightly more specific skills, sometimes around technology such as WordPress for the website, and sometimes around those particular comms type environments that we are less familiar with. And it's a rolling feast, Freddie, to be honest, because as new things come up and new directions come up for Engage for Success, that might mean that we then have different roles where a slightly different skill set is needed. But the main thing, I think, with a secondee is they need the ability to be really open-minded and to come away from whatever working environment that they've had previously and work in usually quite a different way with Engage for Success. I mean, we're a very small matrixed team that are obviously covering events over the entire country and are really trying to influence at a higher level. So it's quite an unusual environment, I think. So people just need that ability to be a bit adventurous, I think.
Okay, no, I certainly like the idea of that. But what's in it for me? So if I want to be, if I'm going to become a secondee, what's in it for me? What am I going to learn? What am I going to, you know?
You get an incredible exposure to the cutting edge thinking in employee engagement for a start. You would build a great network of people who are really understand this stuff. I mean, from exposure to our wonderful David McLeod and Nita Clark, and then through the task force to all the people that contribute in the Guru Group, as you know very well, and our practitioner group, where you get exposure to people who are really at the sharp end of doing employee engagement every day, looking at how it impacts their organisations. And I think particularly for people who come from a corporate environment, as I did originally, it's a massive opportunity to experience a different way of working. And you don't really realise, I think, how constrained you get within a corporate environment until you come out and you're able to experience something like Engage for Success. And it really opens your horizons, and you realise that there are different ways of working that you can take back into your own organisation. I mean, on a personal level, I just found that I grew in so many ways. It was an amazing experience to do as a secondee, quite incredible.
Well, I have to say you've done a pretty good job on me. Where do I sign? Okay, well, so let's move on. Let's move on, and thank you for that, Cathy. Let's talk a little bit about the current research group. What can you tell us about what's happening at the moment?
Yes, we've got a couple that are on the verge of producing outputs, which is brilliant. And I know you yourself had some exposure to our wellbeing group, which they shared their conclusions with the Guru Group a couple of weeks ago. And some outputs are coming out from there. And so wellbeing is the first one, and that's a group that have been operating actually for about 18 months now. We had a first iteration of it, which reported about a year ago, and then their conclusion really was that further work was needed. And so we've had a wonderful group that have sat down and looked at the links between employee engagement and wellbeing, and they are publishing a paper which is in construction at the moment and is due to be published, I believe, by the end of this month. And that obviously will be freely available on the Engage for Success website. So some very interesting practical tips and things that have come out of that one in terms of looking at wellbeing. And the other one that we're really quite excited by that we'll be reporting over the next 4 weeks or so is if they were looking at the business case for engagement and the cost of disengagement and giving people a simple template that they can use to go to their board or whoever their decision-making body is and actually say, these are the reasons why we need to be taking engagement seriously in our organisation. And so it's a really useful pro forma to take you through the process of identifying the risks and the cost of not looking at engagement within your organisation. So two very, very interesting ones, hopefully due to report over the next 6 weeks or so.
That's absolutely brilliant. So when will the health and wellbeing report be available for people to download?
I believe it's within the next 3 weeks, Freddie. We will publish it on the website, and it will be all over our social media as well. It's just going through a final review process at the moment, because obviously we like to make certain that everything is shipshape.
Okay, that sounds good. And in terms of joining those research groups, if anyone's interested out there, what's the process for doing that?
Yes, indeed. You can go onto the website, engageforsuccess.org, and you can take a look at all of the current research groups that are running. And we actually run two different sorts of research groups as well. So the ones that we're talking about there are generally chaired by one of our task force members, and people can contribute to those groups. They can be on them in the sense of actually wanting to help with the work, or they can contribute materials, and we quite often put calls out for materials in our regular newsletters and on the website and through our social media. And also our Guru Group run a number of special interest groups that people can also get involved in, and they're all listed on the website, and people can contact the individual hosts, and also you can always get a hold of us via info@engageforsuccess.org as well, if you simply want to drop us a line and we can direct you to the right place.
Okay, and what about if anyone's interested in starting their own group. What would they have to do, Kathy?
Well, if, again, info@engageforsuccess.org is a good place to start. Check the website to make sure that it's not already been covered by one of our research groups, because we do have quite a number of them, obviously running a broad range of things. And we will, again, put you in touch either with people who have a similar interest or within our guru group, or we'll take it into our task force body, which is our decision-making group, and see whether or not it's a research direction that, that we can put some effort and interest behind.
Okay, that sounds sounds brilliant. Thank you very much for that. Now, I've heard, and this may be a scoop, but I heard a little whisper that maybe there's a conference coming up at some point.
Yes, we are indeed hoping to run a conference next year in the spring, probably. And this is part of our one of our strategic pillars about reaching out to new audiences and developing our thinking on employee engagement. And obviously we need to gather people together in certain ways, and some of that is online and some of that is in person, to get all of this great information and great research and great practical tips and advice for people out there so that people can use it. So a conference is simply one of the ways that we're going to do that. But yes, at the moment, very early stages of planning, but the intent is to run an Engage for Success conference early next year.
Oh, sounds really interesting. You've just mentioned about something about three pillars. What are they?
The three pillars are a method that we use internally within Engage for Success to make sure that we're constantly moving. I mean, we are a movement, so we like to be dynamic. And we thought, well, if we have these three specific areas that are ours for the next 18 months or so, that will keep us on track. And the first one is around continuing to build on the great foundations that we've already got. And that's things like doing more practitioner events all the way across the country, because we'd love to do those, growing traffic to our web and to social media so that more and more people are getting exposed to good quality case studies and advice and hints and tips so that they can all start improving within their organisations. We want to do more collaborative working with some of our member organisations like the CIPD, like ACAS, like the CBI, the HPMA and the PPMA, organisations that are so supportive of Engage for Success and really have a great reach added to our own that means we can reach more people. The Guru Group, again, are a great resource for us, that are superb in thought leadership and the real practicalities of helping people engage. And also the piece that we've just been talking around, secondees and volunteers, and making sure that we always have sufficient people and the right skills to man the core group and keep everything going. And then the second pillar is around reaching out to those new audiences. We want to really move out into the business world and get people understanding that engagement is a business issue and that the resolution lies out there rather than having the blame almost lumped into HR and comms, which is very common. So the audience is out there. We want to try and influence economic and political opinion. And so we have some ways of trying to do that. We want to get into regulation. And investors and all of these sort of areas that we haven't really touched on properly before or haven't been able to give the intensity to that they need. And then also the third one is around continuing to develop new thinking on employee engagement. And that's where those research groups comes in. And also David McLeod and Nita Clark are working with a number of people from the task force and the task force organizations on a really interesting and heavyweight report that is looking at taking engagement from being very transactional and perhaps survey-based through to transformational, where it is genuinely making a difference to culture within an organization. And they've been spending the last couple of months and the next couple of months visiting loads and loads of organizations that have got great, great stories to share. So we've got some really interesting things coming out of that at the moment. So there we go. That's our three pillars that keep us on track.
I mean, I have to say, it sounds absolutely fascinating. I mean, you know, I've been involved for, you know, just over 2 years, and I have to say, what a great time right now to get involved and to you know, to grow the movement. There is so much going on, and there's so much more to do.
There is so much more to do, and people just sharing it, whether it's sharing within practitioner events where other people can hear what you do and your ideas, or pointing us to great stuff on the web, or if people have case studies, you know, we need people's stories to share, and we will shine a light on that great practice that's already out there.
No, I have to say it's extremely exciting. What a question I have for you, because I mean, obviously you've been there, you know, since the beginning, and there's a lot going on. So, as a director of the Engage for Success, I mean, what do you personally see as the biggest challenge in the next 18 months?
I think that we still haven't hit that tipping point between the HR audience, which has been our core audience up until now, and the business audience, which is where we need to be. And we haven't reached that point yet. And for me, when we do, then that will just be a magical moment. And then it's coming, you know, and when we do our practitioner events now, more and more people at those practitioner events are operational managers and line managers and people outside of the HR and comms world. So it's coming along, but we haven't quite reached that tipping point yet. And so I'm looking forward to that when we do.
And I guess to do this, we really do need to expand the conversation, not just, like you said earlier on, staying within the confines of HR, but really need to have conversation across the whole board, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, I mean, we're nearly coming to the end of the show right now, and unfortunately, we missed, you know, a few minutes at the beginning, the technology. I thought, what a great way to start from our first show.
I know. Oh, well done for keeping talking for at least 9 minutes before I managed to get in. That was very impressive.
Yeah, well, I was trying very hard, I can assure you. This is the time when I wish I was on Desert Island Disc and I had, you know, some turntables in front of me to be able to spin and get everybody, you know, interested and engaged. But anyway, there we are. We're nearly there. So, Kathy, just perhaps one final thought before we close the show from you.
I think really just to encourage anybody who's thinking about either volunteering with us because they're in between careers or taking a career break, or is thinking, well, can I convince my organisation to second me into Engage for Success, it is the most incredible experience. It's a wonderful organisation to work for. I think because people have a particular outlook when they come in that is adventurous and is inquiring and is curious, and people are very willing to get involved with things that are outside their comfort zone. And it makes it really exciting. And so I would heartily encourage anybody who's out there thinking, oh, could I do something a little bit different? Is yes, absolutely, you can do something a little bit different. And whether it's as simple as running an event for Engage for Success, you know, and getting a few people together, we've got a great guide for how to do that, or whether it's getting involved as a consultant in the Guru Group, or whether it's seeing whether we can take you into the core team and look after one of those research groups for us, whatever it is, you know, get in touch, give us a call, drop us an email, and let's talk about it.
And also, you know, the events are such a great way to meet some amazing people who all have a kind of a common share purpose, haven't they?
Yeah, that's it, exactly.
Okay. Well, listen, Kathy, thank you very much indeed. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today, and I'm sure many of our listeners will be looking forward to you know, to seeing you shortly at one of the events. Thank you, everyone. So as I said, I'm Freddie Gilmar. I'm the Managing Director of the Red Thread Partnership. I was your host for the day today. And, hey, what a start. What a start. So,
well done, Freddie.
So, Thank you very much. Looking forward to meeting you all at one of our future events. And no doubt I will be reminded of my first show on the Engage for Success radio show. But for now, goodbye, everyone.
Engage for Success Radio, raising the profile of employee engagement and shining a light on good practice for people who believe there's a better way to work.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.